Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Challah. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed taking challah from a kav of dough, which is of course not chayav because it is less than the shear of 5/4, or 1/4 and 1/4 kabin. And that is a machlokas. We said, what happens to that challah? Rabbi Kiva says it is considered challah. That is to say, once you add enough dough to make it chayav in challah, the stuff that you took off retroactively becomes the challah. You don't have to take a new challah. And the Chachamim say it is not considered challah. So the stuff you took off never becomes challah, and you will have to, if the challah gets big, if the dough gets big enough, take a new challah. Mishnah Hay deals with the case of two such kabin, shnei kabin, shenitla chaloso shel zeb b'fnei atzmo v'shel zeb b'fnei atzmo. So you have two batches of dough, each of which is only one kav, so less than a shear, and each of which had challah taken, even though it wasn't chayev, but each one had its challah taken previously. Chazar ve'asa anisa achas. And now you combined the two doughs. So now the two doughs that have been combined are way more than the shear, and they are chayev and challah. So we have the basically the flip of the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva poter. Rabbi Akiva says, look, the first challah that I took earlier is now in effect. That's now challah. It's activated, as it were. So I don't have to take challah from this new dough, because all parts of this dough have already had challah taken from them. The Chachamim say no. The Chachamim said the first challah didn't count. And since the first challah was nothing, so both of these doughs remain tavul. They remain requiring challah. They weren't previously technically tavul because they weren't chayev, but now they are large enough to be chayev, and no challah was ever taken, so you have to take challah. And the Mishnah concludes, nimtza chumro kulo. So it turns out, Rabbi Akiva's chumra, Rabbi Akiva was machmir, Rabbi Akiva said that the challah we take, even from something that's not chayev, is considered challah, has all the dinim of challah, or it will, once the dough gets big enough, it retroactively will become challah, that is a chumra. Over the chum. However, that chumra of Rabbi Akiva's in this case becomes a kula, and the kula of the chumim becomes a chumra.